Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is back in the saddle again. It is Wednesday, August 6th. I'm back from my very quick trip. Nice little vacation to my second home in Park City, Utah. Love it up there. God's country. God keeps his second home, or his vacation home in Utah, in particular Park City, Utah. What a beautiful place. I think it's America's greatest city. I really do. Just an amazing place. There were so many things happening while I was gone that I didn't have a chance to go over them because I wasn't here. So I printed out everything that was going on while I was gone. It's not just today's news. It's like the last week's news, because some really important things came out while I was gone, and I wanted to share them with you. Number one, I think the number one most important news of the last week is that Biden keeps bragging about the jobs report. And the jobs report is horrible. As an example, I talked last week about the fact that almost every job being created is a part-time job, and the jobs being lost are full-time, high-paying jobs. All we're getting is crappy part-time jobs and people taking a second job, a third job, and a fourth job to pay the rent. But what came out in the last few days while I was gone is staggering. Because when you look at the jobs report from the American U.S. Government Labor Department, here's what you find out. 1.2 million U.S.-born American workers lost their jobs last month. 1.2 million. And they were replaced by almost 700,000 foreign-born workers. So what's happening in America is every one of these crappy multinational billion-dollar companies led by the Bill Gates of the world and the Klaus Schwabs of the world and the George Soros of the world, every one of them is making the decision to fire you if you're American-born and you make, say, $120,000 a year. After working for 20 years, you finally worked your way up to $120,000 a year. They fire you, and they replace you with, like, an $18,000 a year illegal alien. And so they make a much bigger profit. That's why corporate profits are good, because they're firing all the Americans and replacing them with losers, foreign losers from other countries who aren't even American citizens. Or maybe some of them are American citizens now, or they have work permits, but they're still illegally in the United States or brand new in the United States, and they're replacing you and I. So, I mean, I think that's the story of the year. Right? Because they think there's good jobs reports. Oh, there's 200,000 new jobs. Well, the way they come up with that number is 1.2 million U.S.-born workers lost their jobs in one month. Month of July, month of August, replaced by 688,000 foreign-born workers. And then, literally, this came out, I think it was on Friday of last week, or maybe it was over the weekend. Immediately, Biden comes out and touts America as having the strongest economy, the lowest inflation rate in the world, and Bidenomics is a blue-collar blueprint for America. So, look, Joe Biden is a brain-dead zombie. He's a puppet zombie with dementia who knows absolutely nothing. There's even a new book out about it by some liberal author, and even the book concludes that Joe Biden is a puppet and others are running the country, and Joe Biden walks around all day long angry that nobody listens to him in the White House and no one cares what he has to say, and they're using other people to make up the policies that he doesn't even agree with. And then they're also trying to, you know, make him apologize for the things he says. And he says, why should I apologize? It's what I believe in. So even the new book admits Joe Biden is a lost soul. A lost soul. Kamala Harris came out today and said that, you know, she may very well have to step in as president of the United States. I'm sure Joe Biden must love that comment. Wow. Talk about a vice president stamping your president in the back. She knows. This guy's going to die. Joe Biden will die in office in the next year, or he'll be forced to resign because of illness, either mental illness or physical illness, if he makes it in the next year. But he will not be the candidate for president. And Kamala is sitting there salivating that she's going to be the next president of the United States. The dumbest person, not the dumbest woman, the dumbest person of any kind to ever hold major elective office in the United States, Kamala Harris. You know, she got her job by having sex with an older man who was married, Willie Brown. She's a spinner, as they say. Kamala was spinning around on Willie Brown. And she got all of her first jobs, all of her first paychecks from the state of California because she was a spinner. And Willie Brown was the, you know, like the king tyrant of California, and he put her on the payroll. That's how she got her entire career start. She screwed her way to the top. She spinned her way to the top. And she's so dumb, she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her in the C and the A. She's so dumb, I've turned doorknobs that had more intelligence than Kamala Harris. And she's talking about stepping in for Joe Biden as president of the United States. We're in so much trouble. But I will say, I hope she does. I hope it happens. I really hope it happens. I'm rooting for it hard. I'm praying for it. I got my fingers crossed. I got my toes crossed. I got my hands in prayer. Because, God, would it be wonderful if Donald Trump against Kamala Harris. I mean, Trump would win by 50 points. Kamala Harris is the dumbest human being that's ever been in office of any color, of any race, of any sex, of anything, or anyone. She's just a moron. But she's good at lying on her back. And that's how she got to the place she's at. Plus, she's black, and she's not really even black. She's Indian from India and Jamaican from Jamaica. But Democrats think that she looks black, so they want her on the ticket to attract black voters. But she didn't attract any black voters in the Democrat primary. Nobody liked her. Even blacks didn't like her. So they put her on the ticket, and they probably thought they'd fool a few blacks, and they'd fool a few you know, white, woke white liberals who, you know, want there to be a black woman on the ticket. She's a black woman. She ticks that box, checks that box, even though she's not a black woman. She's an Indian Jamaican woman. So please, Lord, let Kamala Harris jump to the presidency. Please, Lord, let her take over for Joe Biden. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Then they won't be able to get rid of her. My prediction was they were working overtime to get rid of her and put in either Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom as their presidential candidate and skip Kamala altogether and kick her out off the ticket. But if she ascends to the presidency and she is the sitting president of the United States, then they'll have no choice and they can't get rid of her. And then we get to face Kamala Harris. Now, again, elections are rigged, elections are fake, elections are fraud, elections are stolen. It's possible they could even elect Kamala Harris, the single most unpopular person in the world. None of it matters if they really can fix elections. As Stalin said, it's not who votes that matters, it's who counts the votes. And Democrats are counting the votes, we all know that. So it's possible Kamala could win, it is possible. Even though she'd lose in a landslide, they could make it look like she won. But I don't think, I think it's so overwhelming against her that she couldn't even rig the election. Trump would beat the rig, for sure. So I think Kamala would be wonderful. So please, God, we're praying, all of us are praying that Kamala ascends to the presidency and is the incumbent president of the United States. So we could all laugh at her and talk about the spinner as president. And what a joke it is that she ascended to the top in the Me Too generation by having sex with men who are married and being just, you know, a sex tool. She's a sex tool in the vice presidency. Hunter Biden, special counsel, has let a leak that he will be indicting Hunter Biden in the next month on gun charges, and Hunter will face 5 to 10 years in prison. And again, a lot of Republicans would probably cheer this and think it's a wonderful thing and it's a step in the right direction. It is a step in the right direction, except I believe it's a head fake. It means nothing. No one cares anymore about Hunter Biden. Biden, as in Joe, has lost all his juice. They don't want him to run. They're throwing him under the bus. He'll never be the candidate. They couldn't care less about his son. They'll sacrifice his son in a second. And that's what this is, a sacrifice. They're not indicting the worst criminal in history, Joe Biden. They're not indicting Kamala Harris. The border czar has never been to the border and is allowing millions to flow in. They're not indicting Mayorkas, who's, you know, the coordinator of everything happening at the border. They're not indicting Obama, who all the crimes were committed while he was president, and he had to know. He had to be the one ordering the crimes. He had to be the one protecting Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton from prosecution because he controlled the DOJ and the FBI. They're not indicting Obama. They're not indicting gay Obama. Oh, Obama. Oh, my God. People are going to mock you for the rest of your life, buddy. Wait till Tucker's latest podcast interview comes out with Obama's ex-lover. He's promising surprises today, that guy. He says, you're going to be shocked. I think what he meant to say is your mouth's going to be open. When you hear what Obama did to me, your mouth's going to be open because that's what Obama was doing. Whew. Wow. Can you picture this? That's the president of the United States. Thank you so much. Barack Hussein Obama was gay. Anyway, no one's indicting for the criminal, the cop of the tutti. They're indicting the fool de tutti, Hunter Biden. No one even cares. So Hunter Biden get indicted. Doesn't matter. It's Biden. It's Obama. It's Hillary. Those are the ones you ought to be going after. And they're just throwing us a bone with Hunter Biden. Excuse the pun. Throwing a bone. Reminds me of Obama. All right. Jack Smith says he's going to indict Trump again. He's investigating fundraising and breach of voting machines. Trump is going to get elected president, and he's going to be the most indicted human being in the history of politics. It's amazing. It's just amazing. They just are so scared of him, they're going to indict him 100 times. Insanity. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne on the roof for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne on the roof for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
But you've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Wayne on the roof, hands to the bone. Attack, attack, attack. Torah, Torah, Torah. Only way to treat these Democrat scumbags. They're evil and they're stupid. And that's a bad combination. Evil, stupid, and incompetent. They're destroying our country. They've destroyed Maui. They've destroyed East Palestine. The average person, I don't know if they'll ever catch on, they're clueless, but there are more and more people that are catching on, that Democrats are horrible, horrible people in leadership positions. They don't know what they're doing, or they're purposely destroying us, or a little bit of both. It's just what happened in Maui is beyond the pale. And by the way, over the weekend, President Trump on three separate occasions posted on Truth Social and also sent an email blast out, I believe twice, with my column about Maui and what really happened in Maui. What a tragedy unfolded in Maui. Democrats either caused it with their idiotic policies, or Democrats certainly, after the fact, everything going on is so suspicious. They've cordoned off the entire area of Maui. They've put this giant, like green blockage all around it. They've spent who knows how many millions of dollars putting these giant things up that block you from seeing, like tarp. They've got tarp on a fence, and you can't see into the burned area, and they've got all kinds of military and police and what looks like even foreign, like United Nations military, guarding the Lahaina burn area. It's strange. They look like foreign police cars and policemen with markings no one's ever seen in the United States before. Something strange is going on in Maui. Something strange did go on in Maui. And my article, which was written literally while the Maui fire was still going on, so it must have been 4 weeks ago, President Trump is sending out to everyone now and saying, read Wayne Root's article. So he's starting to understand something horrible happened in Maui, and certainly the response is horrible. The people are being given nothing. FEMA's failing miserably, just like they did in East Palestine, Ohio. They either cause or create a disaster, or after the fact, they provide no relief for a disaster. There's something wrong with this Biden/Obama administration. And I believe it's Obama in charge. And I've written that column as well. It's Obama's mess. Obama is the president of the United States, and he's working overtime to destroy this country. Anybody could see it who isn't blind. Let me mention real quick, Score Blue is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. The new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than $80 or $90, which they charge for the original Viagra. It's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. For the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to ScoreBlue.com. Enter the promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root at checkout and get 20% off your first order, ScoreBlue.com. So the reason I mentioned my article, What Just Happened in Maui Proves America is Being Destroyed and Abandoned by Biden and the Democrats, the reason it's important to me that Trump put it out is because in one day yesterday, he put out two of my articles. He put out, for the second time in a week, my article about the GOP debates and how Trump won by not being there, and Vivek Ramaswamy was the runner-up for being there and winning on that stage. And Trump put that out twice, and he said in interviews exactly what I said he should say in my column, that he's considering Vivek as vice president. But separate from that, Trump reads everything I write. Trump hails everything I write. Trump puts out and promotes everything I write. Virtually every column now he's posting and promoting. And Trump just addressed the vaccine adverse effects for the first time ever. And that is at my urging. I've written column after column telling him how important it is to let everyone know that, you know, you understand that there are vaccine injuries out there, many of them, and that these people need to have a voice. And someone needs to fight for them, and someone needs to acknowledge that the vaccine is causing a lot of problems and making people sick and crippling them and disabling them. And Trump called on Big Pharma to disclose safety data immediately. It's the first time Trump has done something like that. And yes, I take credit. I do believe that it was my columns that got him to that place. Couple other stories I want you to know about. Over 40 people shot during Labor Day weekend in Chicago. Any town run by Democrats becomes a you-know-what hole, a crap hole, a crap hole. And Mayor Pete, the trans secretary, I like to call him, the transportation secretary, the trans secretary, Mayor Pete Butthead, and his equity team seek to end all private car ownership. All cars are bad. Are you starting to get the idea that they're out to kill us all? They're burning our plants to the ground. They're trying to stop manufacturing. They're trying to stop fuel, kill the energy business, stop you from driving a car. Is there anything they're not trying to do to destroy you? Run your electric bill up quadruple till you go bankrupt.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
Yeah. USA News Update. Federal prosecutors intend to indict Hunter Biden by September 29th on gun charges, according to a recent court filing. Previously, Biden had a plea agreement aimed at avoiding jail time for purchasing a gun as a drug user. However, that agreement unraveled in court in July. The White House said Wednesday President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
The president tested negative for COVID-19 this morning, following negative tests on Monday night and also yesterday. He is not experiencing any symptoms, which, of course, is a good thing.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president will be wearing a mask in public spaces. House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. The amendment uses the Holman rule. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allyn Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. As Ed Sullivan would say, really great show. Great guest for you in just a second. Let me mention the sponsor first. Sponsor of this show is a Great Patriot Store. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You could shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling book, Great Patriot Boycott Book and Great Patriot Boycott Book. I've got two number one bestsellers in the last 2 years, the Boycott and the Boycott Book, both filled with companies you want to boycott and companies you want to boycott, buy from great American patriots. Out of companies. President Trump endorsed my number one bestseller, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and my team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all else, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, already using, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, all products made in the USA. When you buy their products, you're supporting American jobs and families, products delivered right to your front door at incredible prices. When I say this is the answer to inflation, if inflation is running away at 20%, everything here is 20 or 30% lower than what you pay at Costco or Sam's Club or Walmart or wherever. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is a company run by conservatives and patriots, and 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef. You know, I love to eat out. I try and eat out 7 nights a week, or at least I used to. Lately, I've been staying home a couple times a week just to eat their beef. It is the best-tasting beef ever, the best steaks ever, the best ribeye ever. Pasture-raised with no hormones, no antibiotics, no mRNA, exclusively only available to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away. Very easy, very inexpensive, and boom, you're a member. Over 2 million monthly shoppers have already joined. Now it's your turn. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, so our guest is a very interesting one. He's a repeat guest. I remember having him on, I don't know, about a year ago. Tony Roman is the owner of Basilico's Italian restaurant in Huntington Beach, California, and he's got some stories for you. Tony, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Sir Wayne. Yeah, I heard the story about you, sir, right?
Right? It is, yeah. Sir Wayne.
Nice
technically,
job.
I am knighted, Sir Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm also Italianized. I don't know if you know that, but the Italian American Club of Las Vegas had their biggest event ever, like 4 years ago. I think they had 500-600 people there, and it was the Italianization of Wayne, and they knighted me Italian. So, I'm not even honorary Italian. I'm Italian, okay?
Just you're so playing you know. The Italian national anthem right now.
There it is.
I hear you.
So I'm a Jewish boy who grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, and I'm just, you know, Italian by, I guess I'm Jewish by nature, but I'm Italian by nurture. I'm definitely much more Italian than Jewish, and that's why I'm such a raving entrepreneurial Republican conservative like all my Italian buddies. So
our two cultures get along very well, as you know.
They do. They get along great. Basilico's Italian restaurant, Huntington Beach, that's your baby. And tell everybody what happened during the lockdowns. Let's start with that.
So Basilico's Pasta e Vino in Huntington Beach, you actually had me on 2 years ago in the middle of the lockdown.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay, 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I appreciate it. So we took a hard stand against the lockdowns. We didn't wait 15 minutes. We didn't wait 15 seconds. We took a hard stand. We did it. We established. We dedicated our restaurant as a constitutional battleground on day one, pledging it in honor of our founding fathers to fight in their honor. The great military heroes who have fought and died for the freedoms that we have. So we took a hard stand, aggressive stand. We didn't just defend, but we went on the attack. We mocked and shamed and taunted the enemy. And we did it proudly. But as we did that, you know, we banned masks. You couldn't even step on the property, even outside the perimeter, because we saw that as an invasion. And then when the vax mandates came, we had a policy that you had to prove you were unvaccinated. Now think about that. Yeah,
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. So that led to a war between me and Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, and his brother, which is pretty funny. You know, you could look that up. But we, when they imposed the curfews, we extended the hours. I mean, we did everything. You know, everything the opposite.
And by the way, Tony, when I'm embarrassed by my fellow Jews and the liberal Democrats, and I'm just ashamed of them, and I'm sickened by them, you must be embarrassed by your fellow Italians, Chris Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, right? Because they were disgraced to Italians.
Well, number
and Fauci.
One,
what about Dr. Fauci? Right.
Yeah, he's exactly. 100% very embarrassed.
Yes,
you know, and I've
go.
Said it. But during that time, OSHA, they came sniffing around, and we would not recognize their authority over us on this matter. We said, no, we don't recognize you. We're not acknowledging you. And they kept coming back and back and back. They tried getting in to inspect. Finally, they warned us they were going to service a warrant, a search warrant, an inspection warrant. And we said, come on back. Well, they came back with a warrant with the police, threatened to get in. We stonewalled them again. We said, you don't
understand. How long was that?
This was December 2020. And we said, you don't understand. We will not allow the footprint of the enemy inside here. You're not coming in. So they left, and they warned us of fines, right? They warned us, and they left. And all of a sudden, almost 3 years later, okay, wow. and on last week on Monday, we get a notice that our operating bank account is empty, zero. What the hell is going on?
Wow.
So we find out that they went in and they froze our accounts and levied them.
And how much did they take?
In retaliation. Well, they're trying to get up to $185,000. They got less than that. But they want to come after more, so they're not stopping. And
I hope you have a good lawyer who can fight this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to I want to fight it from a constitutional perspective, because not the legal details how they do things over there, because they don't allow you any due process. They just go in, they serve a judgment to the court, and you don't get a chance to contest any of it. They just stamp it and they serve the bank.
That's
so
amazing. You know what that reminds me of, Tony? Tony, that reminds me of the FISA courts. You know, they went in and said Trump did this and Trump did that, and Trump's in bed with Russia, and the FISA courts said, yeah, okay. No, nobody actually questioned ever that the guy making the claims was working for Hillary. So they just rubber stamp everything. So same thing with OSHA. And by the way, what's OSHA's right to grab your money over something called a mandate? A mandate is not a law. So masks and vaccines were never the law.
Exactly. So I'm going to push this thing to the brink. You know, they think that they're going to come in and force us to shut down. It's never going to happen. We're like a fortress now for freedom, and we represent a lot of people across the country, and even people around the world who write us and call us and visit us. So that's not going to happen.
But how can people help you? In other words, what could be done now to help you? Tell me what you want my people to do.
What I want people to do is just to wake up. You know, I want people to understand that they need to fight hard, and they need to understand they need to be on war footing all the time. The enemy's at the door. The jackals are at the door waiting for the lion to be all by himself, right? That's what they want. So you have to make it clear that you are laying in wait, and you're waiting for them. And when they come, you got to hit them hard. You got to hit them hard. They're going to hit you, but you got to hit back 10 times harder every single time. And when you stand on principle, you got to be prepared to risk everything, sacrifice everything, but compromise zero, nothing. And when they try to subjugate you as a man, if you allow them to, when it's tugging at you, like you want to stand up, but then you fear, you know what? They're going to punish me. They're going to fine me. They're going to revoke a license, or they're going to even throw me in jail. You got to remember, if you subjugate yourself as a man to another man, that is going to haunt your soul and scar your soul for the rest of your life. You're going to lose your self-respect is going to be gone. And it's gonna kill you. And I tell businesses that too. When you subjugate yourself, when you bend, you think, you know, when it's over, that's gonna feel the same in your inside your business. It's not, because you're gonna have the scars on your walls, man. It's gonna haunt you always.
So how can OSHA do this to you? What rights do you have, and what recourse can you take?
I'm gonna find out. But in the meantime, you know,
how do you run your business in the meantime without any money in the bank? How do you run your business?
We're going to figure it out, man, like we did everything else. We're going to just figure it out.
Great,
we cannot let them win. We can never let them
win.
And I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but a lot of people are saying to us, look, Tony, your restaurant, because of what it represents, maybe these mandates are going to try, you know, they're going to try to bring them back again. Maybe they want to take you out before that happens. I don't know if that's true or not.
Sounds real to me.
But it is a coincidence. Yeah.
Sounds real to me, because they're itching to bring back masks and vaccine mandates. They're itching. And maybe lockdowns, too. And if they don't lock you down for a pandemic, they're dying, Tony, to lock you you down for a climate lockdown. Do you realize they'll close every
Absolutely.
Business because doing business is causing the death of everyone. You know, as if doing business isn't what we all need to do to make a living and make sure our children and grandchildren have shoes on their feet. You know, I mean, it's so sick the way liberals think. They're such mentally ill people. They're mentally ill. They're evil. They're dumb.
It's a mental incompetent.
Disorder. Yeah,
it's a mental
really
disorder,
is.
And the only way to deal with them is give them a nice good beatdown after your
give
action.
Give them nothing. Give them nothing. Don't give an inch.
Down. We're going to give these guys a beatdown now next. You know, they pick the fight they're not going to want, and that's going to happen. So,
all right, so the only thing I could tell everybody is, you know, if you're in OC, go check out Basilico's Italian Restaurant. Give Tony some business. Give him some love. By the way, I'm coming to I'm giving a speech on October 7th to the Republican women of San Diego in Camp Pendleton. That can't be too far from you, right?
No, it's not at all. In fact, if you want to come up here with some guests, we'll feed you. I know you like steaks. I heard you ran
earlier. Who doesn't like steaks?
Our Italian ribeye is 24 ounces, and it's insane.
Here's the problem, Tony. I'm coming in on a Saturday afternoon. I'm giving the speech on Saturday night. I'm leaving on Sunday morning. But I was thinking maybe you'd want to come down. I'll introduce you to the crowd. It's supposed to be like 400 people. I'll send you the info. It's October 7th at Camp Pendleton, Wayne Oliver Roots, the Republican Women of San Diego. So Tony Roman, owner of Basilico's Italian Restaurant, Huntington Beach, California. Great guy, brave guy, heroic guy, making a stand. We're 110% behind you, Tony Roman. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hope to see you soon. Bye.
All right. What a good guy. What a good guy. I wish all of America was like, you know, Tony Roman and Tony Roman and Tony Roman. But unfortunately, it's a bunch of wussies and a bunch of evil people and a bunch of cowards. And it's the evil and the wussies fighting the cowards. Excuse me, the evil and the cowards and the wussies fighting the evil people. And that puts us on very, you know, weak footing. The Republican Party, weak, weak. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots
20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. You know, I just can't believe what's happened to our country. It is a communist takeover of the United States. What's happening to Tony Roman of Basilico is a great example. Here's my great friend Dave in Pennsylvania, right outside Allentown. Dave says, Wayne, where the hell does government get off freezing this man's accounts? They are communist dictators. They need to be removed. It will be like this around the whole country if they get away with this. Exactly. Exactly. And the other thing, if they get away with that, we're doomed, is if they were to take Trump off the ballot, disqualify Trump. All over the United States to try to disqualify Trump. This proves I was right again. You know, I bat 1,000. It's unbelievable. You know, I'm like Muhammad Ali. You know, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. Who said that? Muhammad Ali. And so I'm always right. My gut instincts were all these people don't know what they're talking about. These dumb Republican rhinos who love to say, and these DeSantis backers who are good people, but they love to say, oh, Democrats want Trump to win, that's why they're indicting him. Really? Is that why they're now trying to disqualify him from the ballot? Really? For that, you said that after the first indictment. Did you still say that after the second and the third and the fourth? And now they try to disqualify him, so even if he's convicted, it doesn't matter. He can't run. Nothing matters. And they just don't want Trump because they're scared to death of him. How much more right can I be? They're trying to disqualify him all over the United States. And if you let them get away with this, there is no country left. There's nothing left if you're allowed to disqualify your opponent because he's the only one that can beat you. Or if you're allowed to ban someone because they're telling the truth about stolen elections. You're not allowed to talk about it anymore. You know, look at that cop they caught over the weekend in Maryland. Another story I wanted to talk about. You know, they caught a cop in Maryland, and he's, like, making out with some chick while he's in duty in his uniform next to his police car. He's sticking his tongue down her mouth. And then he opens the back door, stuffs her in the back seat, and goes in and has sex with her in the back seat. Now, he's been suspended. He's done. You know, he'll lose his job. He'll lose his pension. He's finished. That's the end of his career as a cop, and that's the end of his pension. We all get that. He's a slime ball. He's a piece of garbage. And I'm Mr. Pro-cop. I've been more pro-cop than anyone in America on the radio or TV for a decade now. You won't find a more pro-cop guy. But if you're screwing hookers or strippers in your spare time in uniform with your badge and your gun on, and you're screwing them in the backseat of your car, you're a bad guy. And you don't belong being a cop. You're a low-life scumbag. Okay? So my point is, can you imagine if the police said, oh, you didn't really see that. You're not allowed to talk about it. That's what Democrats are doing with the election. You didn't see that. You're not allowed to talk about it. You know, it's like the border. The border's not, oh, it's not open. Oh, millions aren't coming over. That's not happening. Because you can't see it. So they lie to your face and tell you it's better. The numbers are lower than they were under Trump. They're better since we got rid of Title, whatever that number was. I don't even remember. Title 41 or 42 or whatever the hell it was. God, you know, things are moving so fast. They're attacking us so hard that things that were important to me 3 months ago, you don't even remember anymore. I think it was called Title 42. And it kept them on the other side of the border until they got a hearing, and that could be 3 years from now, and they generally would lose that hearing, and they'd never get in. But now, they don't ever wait for the hearing. They just go into the country, and they get all kinds of goodies from the Biden administration, all kinds of money, and they just disappear, and they never show up in court, and they'll never be caught, and they'll stay in America forever. Title 42 is so important, but I've already forgotten about it because it's old news. There's so many new things, but it's like, you're not allowed to talk about that. Millions are coming across the border. Wayne Root should be sent to jail for talking about that. You know, you saw the election stolen. Wayne Root should be sent to jail for talking about that. The crime in Democrat cities. Oh, Wayne Root should be sent to jail for talking about that. It's misleading information. It's misinformation. Wayne Root's evil for talking about that. He's making things up. Don't believe what you see with your eyes. Believe what we tell you. You know, the policeman in the back seat with a hooker. He's a white cop, and he's got some black chick in the back seat. I don't even know if she's a hooker. She might have just been his girlfriend. She might be somebody pulled over for speeding and decided to, you know, tell her, if you have sex with me, I won't give you the speeding ticket. I have no idea. Maybe he's having an affair. I know he's married. Maybe he's having an affair with her. I don't know what he was doing with her. But he's throwing her in the back seat, and he's having sex with her. And, you know, you're not allowed to talk about that. The police demand that all talk of it be banned. If you talk about it, we're sending you to prison. Why is that any different than Democrats saying if you talk about a stolen election, you go to jail? Why is that different? Should the policeman be allowed to screw a girl in the backseat of his police car while he's on duty, and you're not allowed to talk about it? Why is that different? Why is it different to talk about the vaccines killing people? Why is that different? People are dying every day. It's just what's happening in America is a communist takeover of America. And the sign is silencing your opponent, arresting your opponent, censorship, banning, shadow banning, suspending. Make you lose your job. Make you lose your job because you're a Republican or a conservative. Being canceled. It's all going on. It's all based, modeled after communism. And you know what comes next. They're going to take you off to re-education camps. And if you don't get re-educated, they're going to murder you. There's nothing exaggerating, I'm saying. That's what's coming next. You got to be a moron to not understand that. Z-Stack and Z-Shield, sponsor of this segment of the show. Z-Shield is a revolutionary product based on the Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of dormant ones. Get Z-Shield and Z-Stack right now at ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, ZStackLife.com. Promo code WAR coming up next. Lindell TV at Frank's Beach.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.